suddenly last summer on this moment of Indiana history. In 1849, the town of Lafayette was a county seat with more than 6,000 residents, becoming Indiana's fourth largest town. By that summer, however, the thriving community was one of the many in the Midwest facing a major outbreak of cholera. Having spread from Europe in early 1848, cholera's passage was little understood. Folks blamed a miasma in the air that emanated from filth in the streets and in homes. Others blamed certain behaviors, from consuming particular fruits and vegetables to living a dissolute life. In Lafayette, preventive measures were taken. A board of health was appointed, streets cleaned, laws passed to criminalize selling produce, and anti-cholera tonics stockpiled. By June 1849, Lafayette newspapers reported the first cases of cholera, and the Board of Health issued an initial report. Accounts from the period suggest that anywhere from one-third to three-quarters of town citizens left for several weeks. Doctors, one druggist, a few shopkeepers, two of the town's eight clergymen, and many others remain in Lafayette. Cholera moved quickly through inhabited areas, and by early August, the local newspapers could report hotels and stores reopening, church services resuming, and by September, greengrocers back in business. But not before cholera had claimed more than 300 and up to 800 lives. Cholera was largely eradicated by the 1880s when the microbial origin of the disease was finally accepted and U.S. municipalities began investing in clean water and proper sewage disposal. A Moment of Indiana History is a production of WFIU in partnership with the Indiana Public Broadcasting Stations. Research support comes from Indiana Magazine of History, published by the IU Department of History.